Exclusive, Marco Rubio, Democrat scheme to replace Biden is undemocratic. By Bradley J. on July 19, 2024. Democrats scheming to replace Joe Biden atop the Democrat ticket are subverting the democratic principles they claim to uphold. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Rubio blasted Democrats amid increasing reports of top Democrats pressing Biden to step aside from his re-election campaign as fears escalate that he cannot defeat Donald Trump. Contrasting Democratic chaos with the unification inside the Republican Party. It's very undemocratic what they're doing, Rubio told Washington Bureau Chief Matt Boyle. They're supposed to be defenders of democracy, right? And the voters, the primary voters chose Joe Biden. I'm not a Democrat primary voter, but that's who they chose. Watch video. Rubio described his concerns with the scheme and why every American regardless of party should have concerns as well. Now a bunch of Democratic elites are going to parachute in and basically convince him to leave the race and overturn the will of the primary. Why? Why even have a Democratic primary? So that's number one. Number two is, Joe Biden, if they remove him because they say to themselves he doesn't have the mental acuity to do this as a candidate, how can he be president? They have to remove him as president too. Which means, our third point, and that is this, does a question need to be asked? You guys, there's no way, how could they not, they work closer with him than I do, how could they not know this? He continued. This was a conspiracy of lies in cahoots with the mainstream media to keep from the American people the true condition of the president. And it was decline. And now they got caught because it was a debate and it was revealed. And so they need to answer for why they covered it up. And if you're going to remove them as a candidate, why aren't you pushing to remove them as the president? Because if he can't run for office, you're not strong enough to run for office, how can he still be running our country? And my last question is, he said, who is running the country? Is there some shadow government of figures that we don't even know their names that we can't hold accountable? Because that's what it would appear. Boyle asked Rubio if Biden would be removed as president if he did step aside from his re-election campaign. I don't know what they're gonna do, Rubio said. I mean, these people are capable, anything. It's not like the Republican Party going to a fight over something like that over there. They're all going to fall in line, you've seen them falling in line. And so I don't know what they'll do. But that is a question that needs to be asked. Rubio said if Biden steps aside, Kamala Harris must be the pick to run at the top of the ticket. It's got to be Kamala Harris, he insisted. Because if you had her as vice president, it's because you meant, I think she's good enough to be president. How can you now remove her? So it'll be her. The Florida senator highlighted the difference in the records of Biden and Harris. And here's the difference of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Joe Biden was the figurehead for this radical left. She is a member of the radical left, like she has voted for you come up with the craziest ideas from the radical left. The Green New Deal, single-payer health care, everybody government controls, your health care, all of them, he told Boyle. She has not just supported them. She's voted for them. She has co-sponsored them. So every radical left idea will have the most radical leftist presidential candidate in American history. And I think we'll win. Boyle asked Rubio about the deeper implications of the scheme to remove Biden from the ticket, and what that means for his continued presidency. Rubio replied, but you know, what they've learned the mess that they're in. Because they knew what Biden's condition was, and they covered it up and they lied, and they propped him up. And the reason is, because it was convenient. If you're some radical left-winger in that administration, this guy's perfect. He's the figurehead. You put them out there, you pretend he is the president. Meanwhile, you're running the country. And you guys are putting your policies and he's just the vessel that you're using to make it happen. And they were fine with it. They loved this arrangement until they figured out, hey, people found out, we've got to get rid of him. So they've earned themselves the position they're now in. But they've done tremendous harm to the country. They cover it up something as important as this. What else are they covering up and lying about? How will we trust them ever again, on anything? He asked. Boyle asked if the establishment of an investigatory body similar to the Watergate Commission would be beneficial. It's an interesting question. Not as long as they are the majority in the Senate, Rubio replied. We're not going to see it. but Rubio drilled down on the broader threats exposed by the brewing scheme, particularly the national security implications. How can we get to this point where the president's decline has been so rapid and so obvious to everybody? Everybody, including our enemies, by the way, he noted. My number one thought the night of that debate was, oh, my God, they just watched us in Beijing. They just watched this in Moscow. They watched us in Tehran. That was my number one thought. So, yes, I think we have to understand how could it be that the president's mental acuity has rapidly declined so much. And we have people in the American government that not only covered it up, they attacked anybody who would question it. They attacked anybody who would actually raise even the question, he continued. Rubio contrasted the disarray inside the Democratic Party with the unity on display in Milwaukee. I don't think that's ever seen this level of unity before. And I think unity around this is not a fake unity like the unity that happens in politics, he said, driving home that this is a real unity. And the unity is around. Rubio praised the direction of the Republican Party under Donald Trump, highlighting the disparate elements that have found a new home inside the party. He said, there's an excitement that the Republican Party has now become the home of Americans. One of the best things I've ever seen is the growth among Hispanic voters. I get asked all the time, what does it mean about Hispanics? I said, well, I think Hispanics are Americans. And they're voting like Americans, that you know, what Hispanics want. They want higher paychecks, lower prices, safe streets. They want our immigration laws to be enforced. They want the country to be respected and strong. They want their kids to go to schools where they're taught, not indoctrinated. They're acting like Americans. Yeah, maybe they listen to Spanish music, but they're Americans. Rubio ended with a blistering contrast of the Republican Party's growth with the identity politics still being used by the Democratic Party. And I love the fact that this party is not pandering. This party is growing because it is speaking to people as Americans. And to me, that's what I'm most excited about. I think it's the first time in modern political history where you've built a constituency among a broad sector of America, not because you appeal to the color of their skin or their ethnicity, because you appeal to them as Americans. And that is one of the most exciting developments in American politics in a quarter century, Rubio concluded. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter @BradleyJ.